For what it's worth, my absolute all-time favorite role model when I think of the word patriot or patriotism can be summed up in two words: John Wayne. John Wayne was my hero. He stood for everything when I was growing up that I wanted to be. Handsome, rugged, great personality, and absolutely not putting up with anyone's BS ever. I loved his movies, and I loved his attitude. My biggest respect for John Wayne came about when I was doing my 3 tours in Vietnam. His views about war and the troops that were fighting them were, without question, hawkish. World War II, Korea, and of course, my personal favorite, Vietnam. He had his hands full with Vietnam as it was an extremely unpopular war. But because John Wayne was a cheerleader and supporter of the troops, he wanted to do something that just might portray the Vietnam soldier as something other than what was being portrayed at the time in the news: the My Lai Massacre and Lieutenant William Calley. He created the movie The Green Berets, probably one of the worst John Wayne films ever. John Wayne put a lot of his own personal money into its production to help shed a better light on the American soldier that was fighting there. I'll never forget when I saw it. I was on my second tour in Vietnam and stationed at Phan Rang Air Base. Phan Rang had an air-conditioned movie theater and was an R&R, rest and recuperation base, for the Army and the Marines. During the movie, the troops in general laughed through a lot of it as it was pretty far-fetched. When the movie was over and everyone went to the Enlisted Men's Club for a nightcap, I remember a bunch of us sitting around, sipping a beer and discussing what we saw. There is no question that the movie had parts in it where it was just plain silly. But there was not a man in the group, not a man amongst us, who didn't have anything but respect and praise and admiration for John Wayne's attempt to at least support us and try to make the world understand that we're not all monsters. I will never forget the day I heard of John Wayne's death. At the time, I was the editor of a Texas organizational magazine and was deciding on what I wanted to put on the front cover. When I heard the news of his death, tears streamed down my face. My hero had finally met a foe whose ass he could not kick: cancer. The next morning, I was reading the Dallas Morning News, and on the front cover was a caricature of John Wayne drawn by an old friend of mine. I immediately called him and asked for permission to put it on the front cover of my own magazine. When my magazine came out, there he was, John Wayne. The caricature was the last shot of the movie True Grit, when John Wayne has his head twirling in the air and his horse reared on his hind legs, and he's about to jump his horse over a 3-rail fence with Maddie Ross looking on from the graveyard of her family. As I looked at the cover once again, tears didn't stream down my face this time, but they did get extremely misty. In my mind, there will never be someone like John Wayne again in my lifetime. When I go to the Dave Rabbit Dictionary and flip through the pages and go to the word patriot, there will always be a picture there of my hero, a man with true grit and true patriotism. For what it's worth, his name is John Wayne.